Page 16. Pursuing Jazz. A Blind Woman's Advantage During Exercise by Bonnie Rennie. Jazz and exercise? How, you might ask, can these two things be related? Read on and all will be revealed. I recently posted this piece on Facebook in honor of Jazz Appreciation Day. Back in the good old days, when the smooth jazz format used to be readily available on the radio, I used to prefer this mostly instrumental music to accompany me on my morning stationary bike rides. My sighted husband seemed to be mystified by my ability to be contented by going nowhere and seeing nothing on my cycle, and would tease me. One thought leads to another, and I realized that being a blind peddler probably made this stationary journey quite acceptable. And as we know, there's nothing quite like the theater of the mind. Pursuing jazz, pedal to the metal, holding tight to the bar. I alternate between fast and slow, though my destiny is not to go far. Where are you riding to? His teasing intention to razz. To a good place, I smile back. I'm pursuing jazz. To the Carlsbad seawall or the gas lamp district downtown, skirting the vibrant flower fields. In imagination, they bloom all year round. Why not Dana Point Harbor, the orange traffic circle, or that silly great park? The weather here is always perfect for a glide and a virtual lark. Up close and personal, scenery sails by. Feel the anchor of the road, sun and breeze to orient. Whatever the burden makes lighter the load. But regardless of the setting, good music must always play. Body aligns with the smooth rhythm, inspiring energy to press ever forward, as they say. It's all in the journey, not the destination. As the miles rack up, keeping me well, bright unclouded vistas, only happy sounds, let in by the image gate, better than pictures or even words could ever tell. You sure you don't mind riding stationary? I grin as the tune makes me pick up my pace. When I'm the only one I'm competing with, I always win the race.